This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. There's no denying it. Celery is one of the least glamorous vegetables on the party tray, even if you try to dress it up with a little peanut butter. But we're not going to talk about celery. We are going to talk about celery root, which is just coming into season now and is much more popular. Ron Benaghi III is here from Stokes Farm in Bergen County, New Jersey. The 17-acre family farm has been selling produce at the Union Square Green Market since 1976. Ron, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So when you started growing celery root 5 years ago, you had 100 plants. You're now up to 1,000. Why do you think celery root has become so popular?
Well, when it gets cold, people really tend to stay inside more, and they're always looking to like cook and make something really hot. And celery root just goes right in with what we're doing with soups. It goes really well with different kinds of soups and mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think of it as a mixer
with
mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's one of those like warm kind of like hearty meals that it just goes along with everything else that we do. So it's just the essence of fall for us.
Now, is it difficult to grow?
Celery root isn't necessarily difficult to grow. It's more just the time that it takes to grow. You know, by the time we seed it, plant it, water it, you know, keep an eye on it, weed it, it does take a lot of labor to maintain it. You don't want to ever forget about it, you know, because we're so busy picking other things during the summertime.
Yeah, it comes at a bad,
Exactly.
Time
all of a sudden you turn around and you're like, what's in those weeds over there? And you're like, oh my God, there's celery over there. We got to pull out all those weeds because all of a sudden the weeds take over and the celery root is not getting any sun. So we got to like weed it. And then we're like, oh, okay, good. It's good. Till the fall.
The forgotten vegetable.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why did you decide to grow celery root instead of celery?
Celery needs more of a drier climate. It needs to be on like really high ground, and we have a lot of lower ground that stays very wet. And for us, celery root just tended to grow a little bit better in our environment that we had. And people have been asking for it. They keep coming to us and telling us, hey, you know, we can't find this in the supermarket like really, really fresh. And I was looking for, you know, celery root with the tops on it because I hear the tops are really good. So we were like, well, wait, we can try this. We can do this.
And you brought some for me.
We did, yeah.
Can I take a look?
Of course. It is probably the most disgusting looking, knobby, dirty, but beautiful. When you cut past all these little knobs and the root here, inside it's just this beautiful white flesh, and like the aroma when you cut into one of these is amazing. And actually the tops you can use just like a celery. The tops kind of look like parsley.
Yes. Italian parsley.
Exactly. And if you can use this just like you use the bottoms. You can use it in soups. You can use it in your mashed potatoes.
But it's not a green that you would saute in olive oil and serve.
No. It's one of those greens that actually a customer of mine this morning was telling me that he chops up and puts in his remoulade. It's like a French mayonnaise that they make. He mashes the bottom in it, and then he uses the tops as like his herb in it instead of using like a tarragon. Or he uses tarragon too, but he'll chop up the tops as well.
So you have people questioning you a lot about preparation of the vegetables or the produce you sell. Do you also have them questioning your procedures? Do you use sprays, that kind of thing?
We are not – our farm is not certified organic. We don't spray any harmful pesticides. But we do use a fertilizer in our soil, so it technically we can't be certified organic when you use something that's man-made. So since our fertilizer is put in a bag by someone, you know, by a company, technically we're using a product that is created by us, by humans. So once you apply something like that to the soil, then it's automatically you can't be certified organic.
So tell me how you got involved in farming. I know it's in your family.
I started doing the green markets really early. My dad would let me come in, when I was 9, 10 years old and just stock tomatoes and do different things. My family was always very supportive of, hey, whatever you want to do, the farm is here. If you'd like to do that, that's great. If you'd like to pursue another career, that's fine too. We support whatever you want to do. And actually, I did go to school first for music, and then all of a sudden, like the middle of my first year, I was like, you know what? This isn't really for me. So I came home, and my parents, at the time, it worked out that the Lincoln Center Market was just opening as I was coming home, and decided to do that. Wound up falling in love with the customers there and like just the conversations I was having from week to week. It's been nice. There's customers now who've known me since I was, 18 and just a little kid, and now they've seen me go from me to my girlfriend to my wife to a man, and it's been great.
I've been speaking with Ron Benaghi III from Stokes Farm in Bergen County, New Jersey. We're talking celery root, which is now in season. You can find celery root recipes on the culture page of our website at WNYC.org. Thanks, Ron, for coming in.
Thank you.
Next week, Last Chance Food focuses on winter squash. Which types are best now before they are put into storage, and which types will keep through the winter? This is WNYC.